Hari Om. I have two questions. Yesterday we was talking about a little bit about resistance was my last question. And now I understand that for transcend the resistance, I need some effort. But sometimes the resistance is so big, so I cannot do the enough effort to do that. And I know I need to be patient. That is also something that we are talking about yesterday. But now I want to know where I can find the patience, the effort to transcend that resistance, how it looks like, how it feels like. And the other one, it's like, we was talking about have the balance between the effort and the effortless for just being. So how we can also have that balance?
I think from my perspective or from Buddhist perspective, what one pays attention to is, again, yeah, how does it feel? What's the result? Because when we put forth whatever effort we put forth or whatever we step back from, what's the result? What's it feel like? Does it bring peace? Does it bring clarity? Does it bring well-being? Or does it, because we're hardwired to prefer to be happy rather than to suffer. It's that kind of basic, and to pay attention to that, and not in a obsessed self way, but in a way of, with that a deep questioning: how do I experience freedom from suffering? How do I experience freedom from dis-ease and discontent, dissatisfaction? So it's and that's the motivation, but it's also the gauge that we can, that helps to guide us of what effort's needed. When do we need to put forth effort? When do we need to and there's no formula for that exactly. You just have to learn how to trust yourself, which can be really scary. We're always looking for experts to tell us what to do.